The Bardolls in studio all hour with us on Current State. For Mark Bayshore, I'm Scott Westerman from the MSU Alumni Association. In 1941, author Holling C. Holling wrote Paddle to the Sea, a Caldecott Award-winning story about a Canadian boy who carves a wooden model of an Indian in a canoe and sets it free to float through the Great Lakes. Many of us who grew up reading that book imagined ourselves taking up the paddle and finding our own adventures along the waterways. Janet Moreland has lived the Paddle to the Sea experience. The Columbia, Missouri resident paddled the blue and white kayak named Blue Moon from the Missouri River's source 3,800 miles to the Gulf of Mexico. Janet is the keynote speaker at this year's Quiet Water Symposium as part of Michigan State University's ANR Week. Janet, welcome to Current State.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
When did you first take a paddle into your hands?
Oh, I first took a paddle to my hands probably when I was maybe 15 years old in Sacramento on the American River.
And what motivated that for you?
Well, my girlfriend and I just decided we wanted to do something different, so we hopped in a raft and paddled down the American River in February because no one else did such a thing.
So you have a penchant for doing things that have never been done before.
I suppose you could say that.
What was the motivation for the 3,800-mile trip for you?
It was an exciting adventure, and I was looking for an adventure to do. I do have some history of some extreme activities, and the thought of the Missouri River starting in Montana and then coming down right past my hometown was exciting, and then, of course, going to the Gulf of Mexico was just off the charts, so I had to check it out.
So extreme adventures. Tell us about some of the other ones.
Oh, I lived in Yosemite National Park for 5 years in my youth and at a ski resort in just south of Lake Tahoe, and I used to do a lot of ski mountaineering, skiing over the Sierra Nevada mountains and camping at high elevations and skiing peaks, hiking up and skiing down in the springtime, stuff like that, and windsurfing out on the ocean and under the Golden Gate Bridge. Fun stuff.
So you're an adrenaline junkie?
That's it.
I know the feeling.
I think you pegged it.
So tell us how this whole adventure came about for you.
Well, I had joined the Missouri River Paddlers Facebook page, and Norm Miller administrates that, and I put up a little bio, which he likes people to do, and mentioned that I'd like to do the entire Missouri River someday, and he just thought that was great because he paddled up the river, of course, in 2004 for the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, and he just thought that was a great idea, and mentioned that I might be the first woman to do that solo, and of course that got my attention, and from that day on, it's consumed my mental days.
How do you prepare for a trip like that?
You just have to chunk it out and figure out, it's nice to have a good resource like Norm, a good coach, but you have to figure out what needs to be done, the sponsors and the letters and the contacts and all the little logistical details, and then you just take it one step at a time and check things off your list.
When you hear the term paddle down a river, it feels like you're tubing or floating. Is there much energy expended in that exercise?
Well, I didn't think there would be, but there is actually. You really have to have a lot of stamina because there's a lot of wind that factors in, and oftentimes you are paddling against the wind, and there's one-third of the journey is lakes and reservoirs, and there is no current. So if you don't paddle, you don't move forward. So there's a pretty good workout there. I lost 20 pounds pretty quick.
Wow.
Yeah.
A great weight loss program.
Perfect.
The Blue Moon. Tell me about that.
Blue Moon is an eddy line Shasta kayak that's a tandem, and I took a seat out. I like the open cockpit, and I had bought it from a paddler that had paddled down the year before, who lives in Australia. Obviously, he didn't want to take it home with him on the airplane, so he gave me a nice discount, and I bought the boat, and then he wanted me to sell it back to him, but I can't get rid of it now because there's sentimental value. It's been down the Missouri River twice, and another paddler as well took the Shasta down, so it has a good reputation of stability and comfort.
An epic journey like that has to have its ups and downs. Tell us about some of the highs and lows associated with your trip.
Well, I think the highs really involve the people that I met on the river. We call them river angels. Just great, generous, supportive hearts that want to help the expedition be successful. I met a lot of people on the trip. So those are my high points, I think, all the wonderful people I met. The low points are probably the electrical storms.
The weather.
Sure. The weather, uh-huh. Sitting in a tent on a beach, you know, by the river, and with lightning all around. Those weren't my favorite moments, but I survived, so I'm pretty happy.
There's several locks and dams along the way. Did you do a lot of portaging as part of the trip?
Did a lot of portaging. I personally portaged around 10 dams, but, you know, I had help. I walked around a few of the small ones, but I usually found a ride around the big ones.
Okay, so it wasn't just throwing the kayak over your head and doing what we see in the pictures of all the scout manuals.
No, I had too much gear. I did have wheelies. I had wheels so I could wheel my kayak around, but I had so much gear that I don't think the tires could support everything in one trip, so I would have to do multiple trips if I did my own portage.
So you kept all the gear with you on the boat?
I kept all the gear when I portaged.
As you traveled, or did you have a traveling group that followed you?
No, I kept everything on my boat. Yeah, I pieced it, fit it all in there like a puzzle, and I had a lot of stuff, but I was comfortable and all my needs were met.
So we talk about traveling by air and making sure we're always carrying on so we don't have to check baggage. How did you decide what to take with you on the trip?
Well, I went up to Norm Miller's place in Montana before I left, and of course he's experienced, and he would take things and kind of toss them to the side. You don't need this.
And what were some of the things that you thought you needed that you didn't?
Oh, you know, I can't remember because
the extra two fleeces and that kind of
stuff. My mind is thinking I brought everything. So I may have gotten rid of some stuff, but I had everything I needed. So
where did you sleep?
I slept on the beaches, and occasionally people would pick me up and take me into their homes, but for the most part, it was just on a beach somewhere out in the wilderness. It was great.
Are there kayak groupies that follow you on something like this?
Oh, yes. I had a Facebook page, and I just decided early on I was going to share my journey, and every time I would make a post, I tried to put a photo up as well. And boy, my iPhone took some great photos, and people just gradually became more and more interested, and then it became my passion to share my trip with everyone. It was fun.
How often did you tweet and post during the trip?
I posted almost every day. Now, I'm not a big tweeter, and I wish I was, but I just can't get the Twitter thing going. But Facebook, definitely. Every day, except there were 2 weeks when I was in the Missouri River Breaks National Monument and Fort Peck Lake, and they were adjacent to each other, and I went 2 weeks without any internet service, so I was kind of lonely during that time.
So there's actually places in the world where there's no internet.
Yes. I tried my best. Sometimes I would climb to the top of a mountain just so I could make a phone call, but that didn't happen very often.
Were you ever lonely?
No. Mm-mm. I don't recall thinking I'm so lonely right now. No. I enjoy my own company, I have to say. So I enjoyed the times that I was alone and could just think about things on my own.
What will you be speaking about tomorrow at Michigan State?
Relationships. Like I say, the high points were the people I met, and I think we're onto something here in the paddling world, up in all around the country. So I'm going to try to show as many pictures as I can, but really it's about the people, the relationships, the paddler family that we're building now.
Janet Moreland keynotes the Quiet Water Symposium Saturday at 2:45 p.m. at the MSU Pavilion. Learn more about her adventures on Twitter at mo.riv.expedition. She's on Facebook as Janet S. Moreland. Thanks for joining us on Current State.
Thank you very much.